So we're going to continue the introduction of Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chover to the Haggadah. And it's not that much about the Haggadah as it is about Yesodos of Yiddishkeit in general. That's a good thing. And
The account, what is the
and it's talking about the
yeah.
Gra. It could be that not the generation after the Gra, maybe two generations after. It's possible. Definitely from the Talmidim of the Gra. He's included in the Talmidim of the Gra for sure. So he says like this, says that really, in fact, there are two ways we mentioned last week, yesterday, there's two ways that Hashem runs the world. One way that Hashem runs the world is through Teva, nature, the natural order, the natural process. The second way that Hashem runs the world is above nature. The Umay Sa'olam, everyone in the world is everyone in the world is judged to run the world through Teva, and Klal Yisrael is Lamala in a Teva. He explains that really. Even though it started at Yetzias Mitzrayim, it started in Yetzias Mitzrayim because Yetzias Mitzrayim was the beginning of Matan Torah. And therefore, really, the place that we see it the most is in Har Sinai, is in Matan Torah. And he brings Gevaldika Psukim to support this. I'm going to bring up the Psukim to show you how he supports this from the Psukim at Har Sinai. Okay. He has basically two main places that he shows this. It's not working. There you go. Okay. One is in Shmois, Perek, Chav, possibly Tess. Okay. So he says like this. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. Oh, I should show you. What's it? Second. Let's go back. No. Here it says, "Vayered Hashem al Harsinai al Rosh, Vayikra Hashem al Moshe al Rosh." No, one second. Where is this? Here. Yeah. So he says like this. Says, and let me share the screen. Okay. So he says like this. The pasuk says that one way Hashem appeared to them at Sinai is one way Hashem appeared to them at Sinai is Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Koi Toimar al Bnei Yisrael, Perek Chav Pasuk Yutes, Atem Re'isem, you saw, Ki Min HaShamayim Dibarati Imochem. I spoke to you Min HaShamayim, meaning it was far away, it was in Shamayim, which is the regular way that Hashem interacts with the world. And he says, Lachain, therefore, loisasu iti loichas, and therefore don't do Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah is the way is trying to take power of the natural, right? Avodah Zarah is your control, you try to control the mazalis. So that's one way Hashem spoke to us. But he says this is another way Hashem spoke to us, and that's in Dvarim, when it says like this. It says here, it says Dvarim Lamed Vav. It says, "There's no other koach. Mina shamayim hishmiacha es koloi li asreka. First, he showed you his kol mina shamayim. Hashem acts in shamayim. He controls the stars. He controls everything. But then there was another thing. Va'al ha'aretz. Then Hashem opened up the shamayim, and he connected shamayim to aretz. When you saw Einoi milvadoi." What happened now is that the Shemaim and the earth connected in a way that never did before. That now basically you from the land itself are connected to Shemaim. You're connected in a whole different way. V'ala'aretz ha'aracha es isha ha'gdoila v'dvar v'shamata mitoicha esh. He also appeared to you in a fire. What does the fire do? A fire destroys everything until there's nothing left. Meaning, Hashem, you saw the power of the Eish, which is to destroy all the other powers in the world. That means that the only thing left is Hashem himself. So that's the power of Einon Melvado. So he says Hashem appeared to us in two different ways in Sinai. There's the way he appears to the whole world. That's Min HaShemayim. But then there's another thing. Hashem appeared to us Min HaAretz as an Eish. And that all started at Sinai. Okay? And he says that there were two times in history that Hashem made a bris with Klal Yisrael. He made a bris with people. He made a What was the first time he made a covenant with mankind? Noach. And Noach was a covenant. It says the word bris seven times in the context of the rainbow. So he says that was a bris that Hashem says. What does he say? I'm never going to use nature to destroy the world. That means I'm making a bris with the natural order. And he says that's seven brisos. Why is that seven brisos? Because that's the connection with the Uvas Olam. They have seven mitzvahs. It means that it's the natural order.
Seven is that on
And seven is teva, so it's a natural order. And they connect to Hashem in that way. So they have seven mitzvahs. And Hashem says, I'm making a bris with the world that as long as that this world will never be destroyed and the natural order will remain. That's one bris he made with the world. Then Hashem made a bris with Avraham Avinu. And that's the bris milah. And the bris milah is 13 brisos. What's 13? 13 is the 13 attributes of Hashem, which is the way Hashem interacts with the world, like we learned, not according to our actions. It's the way he interacts in the Einon Melvado, in Hashem, in Shemayim. So the third, that's the whole different way of how Hashem acts with us, which is purely in Shemayim way, that we go straight to him without having to go through that doesn't have to make sense, right, in the world. It shims because Hashem loves us and it's a connection to Hashem directly. So there's two separate brisos with the world. There's one is that Hashem is going to connect to the world in a natural way, and then there's that Hashem is going to connect to Klal Yisrael without the natural way, just through us directly. Okay? Now, here's a very deep explanation why that's connected to Bris Milah, which makes sense why you cannot participate in Korban Pesach without a Bris Milah. But basically what he says is that Bris Milah cuts off the Arla, right, which is the cover. So essentially what that symbolizes, and he explains why that symbolizes that, but it's complicated. But essentially what that symbolizes is that the Teva is like covering over the Iker. Because Iker is to have the Hashras HaShechinah, but there's a Teva covering over. The Bris Milah represents the ability to cut off that covering and reveal the true meaning of the world. So Klal Yisrael has the ability to, through Bris Milah, to connect to that concept. It's basically what he says. And the Mela, that's why it was at 13 Brises, and that's why Bris Milah is a very significant part. Okay. Now, throughout the Megillah, throughout the Haggadah, he's going to go continue in this concept that I just wanted to bring out that this is, according to him, what we're going to keep on referring to throughout the entire Megillah, throughout the entire Haggadah, is this concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world in two ways. And you see, as Mitzrayim, it started a new concept. Started that Hashem was going to treat Klal Yisrael differently than everyone else. Hashem was going to treat Klal Yisrael, Lamala min HaTeva, you're with me. You come with me, you're going to come with me, no problems. Okay? And this is called the Ein Mazal Yisrael, and this is,
What's logic. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu only start the Beit Mitzrayim? Why didn't he start
Because
Babylon?
that's when the Torah began to be revealed to the world. That's when the Torah started being revealed to the world. That's
Because we
basically what
started
he's
getting
saying.
some mitzvahs.
What?
Because we started getting some
Yeah, and
mitzvahs.
there's also Tavdu Nisar
Oh, make sure that.
Al Harazeh. Right? The whole concept,
Wasn't the Torah revealed through the Avos earlier?
But as he said that, he says that it was revealed the concept that he will do it, but he didn't actually do it yet until later. Okay.
What's the connection? I'm sorry, the why? If because the Torah began to get revealed, so therefore, getting out of the story.
Because that's a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Malam Min HaTeva. It's a connection to the real Ratzon of the Bria. Okay? So, now, by the way, it makes a lot of sense according to that the Hakdamah to, in every Haggadah, what's the first thing in the Haggadah is Korban Pesach. So Korban Pesach actually represents this whole concept because the Aruch HaShulchan explains that the whole Indian of Korban Pesach, the whole entire Yetzias Mitzrayim took place in Nisan. What's the mazel of Nisan?
What?
Tle is a sheep. That's the power, astrological koach of Nisan. So, what do we start off? Hashem says, "Chodesh hazeh lachem, Rosh Chodashim." This Chodesh is for you. That doesn't make sense because the Chodesh is for the Egyptians. The Egyptians worship the Tle. Why did the Egyptians worship the Tle? Because they technically understood, similar to what we said in Haman, that there was a way for them to know when in the mazel is best for them. The Mitzrayim's month is Tle, is Nisan. That is the month of the Egyptians, according to mazel. In the world of mazel, the month of the Egyptians is Tle, is Nisan. And what are we told? This month is going to become Lachem now. You're going to be in charge. Why? Because you don't have to go under the mazel, you're going to go over the mazel. Because I'm taking you into my planet. Once you come to me, you're over the mazel. It doesn't matter anymore. So what do you do if you want to show that? Shechtla. You take their tla, you take the mazel, you take the thing which represents the natural koach, and you shecht it to Hashem, because now we have the ability to connect in lamala minatav. So that's the whole idea of the
Through
koach.
shechting the sheep.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So we are the mala of the koach of the teva and the mala of all the mazalas, right? And this is the idea. Now, I'll throw in one last var. It says, by the way, the Malbim says this also. Because the Malbim says that, when we talk about this in Halle, it says, Yisrael, Base Yaakov Mamlois. When Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, what happened? Hayam Ra Vayonas. All of a sudden, miracles happened. When the Tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, it's all after Yitzchak Mitzrayim. That's when this started. This all started after Yitzchak Mitzrayim. All of a sudden, that's when we can get miracles.
The Makkos weren't a
It's
miracle.
part of the process of Yitzchak
Wasn't the taste of
Now, someone asked
Mitzrayim.
here. So, how do you get that? You asked that yesterday. So how do you get that? How do you zoicha to that? So I heard a gevaldik gevort from Rabbanu Lapiansky one time. He said like this, that the Medrash says that Hayam ra'a vayanos, the ocean saw and it fled. And it said, ma ra'a, what did, it
Eventually,
says, Aron Yishol Yosef, it saw the Aron of Yosef, because it says, by Yosef, vayanos v'yetzi. It says he fled from Eishes Potiphar. So it's a very strange medrash because they had yo, like, because it uses the same word, vayanas, vayanas. So he said like this, right? So he said, al pi derech hateva, using the natural kochas of the person, it would have been physically impossible for Yosef to withstand that nisayon. It makes no sense in teva for him to withstand it because no one's there. No one knows. He's far away from his family. What does he care? At some point, what does he care?
every day.
Yeah. every day. It's not shayach and teva. So what does he care? He tapped into a place which is way, way, way deeper than teva in order to connect to something much higher. Ah, says Hashem, if you're able to go beyond your nature for me, that's when you tap into my ability to go beyond nature for you. So the way that we can tap into it is by accessing our ability to act in a spiritual way so that we can be Ma'ir HaKadosh Baruch Hu to act in that way for us also. Okay? All right, so we'll start the actual Halach Ma'anim with Hashem tomorrow. Okay? Yeah. Shkach Rabbi Said.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, and I see everyone.